What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, in front of the show, Travis Steele, Miami Redhawks out of the MAC. Good to see you, Travis. How things going up there with you guys, man?
We're doing well, man. We're trying to survive. It's cold outside here in Oxford, Ohio. It's a lot of snow, but it's getting warm in Millett Hall. So, you know, it's a we're off to a good start here so far in conference. You know, we're 4-0 in league play so far, just taking it one game at a time. And the MAC's a really tough league, as always. So it's going to be competitive, man. But I like our group a lot. We're getting a lot better.
No doubt, Travis. Let me ask you this, man. You know, in this new environment we have, man, it's a new roster pretty much every year. So talk about having to get your guys to gel with each other and how important that summer session is and that fall pre-practice starting and so guys can gel together so you're not trying to do so much trial and error on the court November, December, and you jump into conference play in January.
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head. Like, I think more than ever, that's at a premium, right? Guys that can gel, connectivity, and that's what we got. You know, we got great dudes in our locker room that really fit. And I think that's the key is you use your core values kind of as your North Star, and you got to recruit to those core values, bring in guys you know, right? Because it is a lot like speed dating in the portal. I mean, their kids are making decisions in 3 weeks or 2 weeks of a recruitment, and you got to be careful who you add. There's a lot of talented dudes out there, but they may not fit. They may not fit me. They may not fit Miami. And that summer is huge. And you mentioned it, like getting our ability to get our guys here for 8 weeks in the summer to train, get better, but also get to know each other. Man, like you said, it makes that process a lot easier once you get into November as far as, man, we've been together for a long time now. You know, the previous years, old college basketball, 10 years ago, you couldn't touch your guys, right, in the summer. Now we're able to basically practice year-round with the rules, which gives us a huge advantage in this landscape.
I remember the beautiful day of October 15th when I was at Tennessee State.
Yeah. Listen, that it was hot, man. Hey, Midnight Madness and all
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it was incredible. I honestly miss that parts of that. You know, just the anticipation of that night, the buildup. But with this landscape, man, it'd be really hard to do if that was your first practice. Boy, it'd be almost dang near impossible.
100%, man. You got that right. Like you said, man, that connectivity piece is so important because guys are going to miss shots, miss rotations, miss assignments, get injured, not play as much. So if you're on the same page, you're going to be okay if you know each other and trust each other. Because I know for me, in my 4 years, the 2 years we was most connected together was when we won the most. The 2 years we won, when we lost the most. I know it sounds so cliche and so simple, but it's very true. The more together you are, the better you are, the results on the court will be.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, especially in this landscape, it makes it hard because I think, you know, we want all of our individuals to do what's best for them after the season.
Yes.
Not during the season. You got to put the team at the forefront, right? You know, can you all play, you know, understand you may have to sacrifice each person, me, every coach on our staff, every player, to be able to get to where we want to go. You get the individual recognition with the team's success. And I think our guys have had a great understanding of that. Like, it's funny, like, we have a kid named Cam Kraft who can really, really score. And he had 3 points against Northern Illinois. He's one of the best scorers in the country. And you couldn't tell on the bench after the game. I went up to him. I said, hey, man, it's not your night tonight. But, hey, listen, be ready to go next night. That ain't going to happen again. And he said, Coach, he said, I'm just happy we won. That's why we're good. Like, guys, legitimately do not care. They play for one another. They don't just play for themselves, which is huge in today's landscape.
100%. And it's so hard, Travis, because guys want what they want. When you and I played, we didn't have that social media out there. We didn't have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all these different sites to people coming to you all the time saying, hey, you should be getting this or getting that. It was just us and our team. But now, when they're not with you, they're getting hit every which way now from agents and what have you. So getting the guys to be selfless like that and really care about the team, not have the disease of me, that's a wonderful thing you have right there, man.
Yeah, and it's hard to find. It really is. Like, we're so careful who we add, whether it's a young man out of high school, which those recruitments tend to be a little bit longer, right, the high school recruitments, or whether it's a portal. Like, we brought in 4 guys out of the portal from last year, and we knew all 4. You know, so like, we already knew them. So we knew what we'd be getting. You know, I don't like surprises. I don't want to be Christmas. It's Christmas Day and hey, you're opening up the present. It's like, oh man, I got this. It's like, no, I want to know as much as possible what the heck we're getting. And I always say, I tell our staff this all the time. We're not recruiting players. We recruit human beings.
Yes.
Right. Like, you know, so that's an important, that's a big difference. And I think that's, you know, that's why our locker room and our culture is so gosh darn good right now.
You got that right, man. Like you said, man, let me ask you this, Travis. For this year, using Christmas break, how did you use that kind of to recover and self-scout? Because I know that's a little point of you kind of can break away a little bit, kind of do some really deep dive into what you guys have been doing. So how do you use that kind of get the guys rest and recover, get them time with their family, but also self-scout to kind of come back for conference play, the things we can do better and kind of really hone in on?
Yeah, you know, it was nice. Our guys were able to go home for 4 days for Christmas and spend time with family and whatnot, and then obviously get us ready for league play. And I think Christmas break is the time of the year where your team can make massive, massive jumps because there's no academics, right? We got no class. It's almost like you're a pro, getting extra shots in, getting extra workouts in. You know, we don't necessarily practice real long. We've only practiced about 90 minutes at this point in the year, but we go really hard and our guys are extremely efficient. You know, but it does give you a time to be able to kind of collect your thoughts and say, hey, listen, where's the year gone so far through the non-conference? Where are we falling short, right? Where can we get better? What are the things we're doing well too, right? Because there were several things we were doing well. What are the things that we can do better? What's going to have the biggest impact on our team moving forward? And so you start to kind of pick those things, because you can't be great at everything, right? If you try to be great at everything, you're going to be good at nothing. So, you know, we've really kind of honed in on ball screen defense and our pace of play just over the last probably month. And I think that's really spiked our team in a big way. We've rebounded the ball better, and we've rebounded my first 2 years here, and we're creating a ton of turnovers, which is great. But our ball screen defense had to get a lot better, and so did our pace of play. Because we play nine guys. We want to play really fast. And we had lost our pace, I felt like. And I was just like, man, we got to get that back. That means as a coach, you got to be willing to let go a little bit of control, right? We got to relinquish it a little bit. But I got great players, and I trust our guys. They make the right plays. They're high IQ dudes. So it's easy for me to let them play fast.
No doubt, man. You know, she said something very funny about that, because, you know, we're at the Hawks, we're talking about read before they catch, and that .5 mentality, man. That's what you guys are doing. And I like seeing it, because it reminds me of what I see every day here with the Hawks.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, that's a good thing. I appreciate you saying that. If we're reminding you of the Hawks, man, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, you're doing a heck of a job with that, man. And you know what? It's all about, I think, what guys are older guys, and because he understands, let's make the right read. You know, sometimes the best read is just a pass, or just drive in to get them and make a right interior pass to the weak side three there in the corner. So it's all about those right reads, having an IQ to know, kind of knowing the game within the game. And I think your guys do a great job with that while still playing fast with that great patience that you love to play with.
Yeah, you got to make the right plays. Do what the game tells you to do. Offense is meant to be easy. You know, you take what the defense gives you. And I think, you know, I got this from Billy Donovan. You know, I told our guys, because everybody obviously glorifies scoring, right? Since you're in third grade, it's like, how many points did you get, Johnny, in the game? It's like, man, I could care less about points. If our guys, like, for example, I told one kid, Ian Elmer, on our team this year, he had a bad shooting night for us, and he played 30 minutes. I said, Ian, you know how long it took you to take those 12 shots you took? He said, I don't know, 12 seconds. I said, yeah. Well, 29 minutes and 48 seconds, how are you impacting the game? And those other, so if it's only taking 12 seconds, like, are you running the floor? Are you setting good screens? Are you cutting hard? Are you diving on the floor? Are you in your gap? Are you talking on defense? Are you, I don't know. There's a million things you could do in basketball, man. That, and those guys win. The guys that understand that. And I think our guys are starting to grasp that a lot more. And because we got guys that impact the game in multiple ways, man, which, as you know, wins, right? Like, it's not just about shot making. It's about all the other things that you can do in the game.
Like Travis, I wasn't the most skilled player in the world, but I could shoot, defend, and hustle and rebound. Like, that's what – I wasn't the best handler of the ball, but I could shoot, defend, hustle, rebound, and pass. So I made impacts that way just by being in my right spot, game plan, discipline. So there, like you said, many ways to be on the court. I wasn't the most talented guy, but I played because I knew what I was good at. I knew what my strengths were. I knew the best ball was my weakness.
Hey, you do those things, man. You can play for me, man. We got a Miami jersey waiting on you, man. We got a Miami jersey waiting on you.
You know, man. Hey,
just
do 5 years. I got 1 year left. I think
that's exactly right.
You got 1 year left.
You got 1 year, baby.
Yes, indeed, man. And y'all can do something else great, man. And, you know, I love what you do with non-conference wise too, Travis, man. You challenge your guys and play tough opponents, man. Tough mid-range opponents as well. Well, the power four level as well. So, talk about challenging your guys doing it at the MAC. It's so tough every night, no matter who you play.
Yeah, you know, you want to use your non-conference to prepare you for the conference play. And so we played true road games. You know, we played at Appalachian State, who's got a really good program. Dustin Kearns does a great job there. We played at Michigan, at Indiana. We played in a neutral site tournament down in Fort Myers. We won that tournament down there, beat Mercer and Siena. We play Wright State. We'll play anybody anywhere. And that's what I tell our guys all the time is – we want to challenge ourselves to make ourselves better. See who we are. We played at Vermont, which they've been a top 10 winningest program in the country over the last decade. Becker does a great job up there. So, again, it just gets us ready for league play because we're going to play in hostile environments. We've already played at Ball State, played at Northern Illinois, played at Kent State coming up, which is going to be a hostile environment. And that gives our guys the confidence that when we go into those situations, we've been here before. We've done it already. Right. It just makes us just eases, I think, probably their nerves and their mindset kind of going into each of these games.
And Trevor, ask you, man, like for you, like during the practice week, like you all play Saturday and Tuesday. So how much do you kind of work on you early in the week and kind of work on the second opponent for Tuesday with knowing out Saturday with Coach Cindy on Saturday? But how much do you kind of balance kind of working all those things in your practice week to get ready for these two games on these back to back weeks here, man?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's always a challenge as a coach, right? Like, what's too much? What's not enough? You want to kind of keep your guys fresh so that they can play at 100% effort on game night. I think when I first became a head coach, I think I probably ran our guys into the ground a little bit, to be honest with you. And it's like, you start to learn, it's like, man, you want your bodies to peak on game night. I think we do a pretty good job of that, being conscious of that. But it's more about us, less about opponent, quite frankly. It's about, can we master our system? And then we kind of add into it the personnel aspect, right? And I tell our guys this all the time, man. We take it one game at a time. Like, I live one day at a time. It's like, how can we have a great practice today? We create our separation through our preparation, right? And I really believe our guys have, like, man, they have fallen in love with the process. That's why we've been able to be a consistent team here as of late. Is, man, we've had great practices, but we always take a day off in MAC play after on Wednesday, and then we'll practice Thursday, Friday, get ready Saturday. But then you play a game on Saturday. So what we do on Sundays, we don't even get taped. I don't, because I know this. Listen, we need to be our best in March.
Yes.
Right? Like, this is right now, it's a one-bid league, the MAC is. And so, like, we gotta make sure we're fresh and ready to roll for that MAC tournament in Cleveland. So on Sundays, we do no contact. We watch film. We'll go out on the floor, walk through things, and that's it. And then Monday, we'll practice live, and then, bam, Tuesday, we're playing. So I feel like I got a pretty good pulse after being in this league now for going into year three here. I got a pretty good feel kind of how to handle the schedule.
Man, I think it's good that you have 2 to 2 days in between, because at OBC, we had one day. Like, that Saturday day could be tricky, especially if you had to travel on that Friday.
What? That's tough. Would you guys play Thursday, Saturday? Or would you
yes.
guys go? Yeah, yeah. And that's what a lot of leagues are. You know, I mean, I think you got to figure out what schedule works for your league. And I think I've kind of got our – so when I was at Xavier all those years, Big East, your game may be on a Friday night, then a Monday. It's all about TV. Right, you know, like, it was just very sporadic. The nice thing about the MAC is it's kind of every week's the same for the most part, man. It's very, very structured, which really lends well to my mind.
Yeah, we was off on Sundays, practice Monday, Tuesday, practice and travel or home, and then in OBC you have double headers.
Ooh-wee.
The women would play at 5:30. You're at 8 minimum. What? 8. Yes. Back in my day, Travis, OBC played double hitters. It was the women at 5:30, the men at 8 after that. You know, So think about if you're on the road having to then go bus, because it was a bus league, to Eastern Illinois from Nashville or whatever, or Clarksville. So it was, or was play at SEMO and then go to Eastern Illinois. So, yeah, it was crazy. Travis.
Yeah, it can be tough. Yeah, and the key is, can you keep yourself fresh, right? I mean, it's like your body, your mind. Can you stay motivated? You know, like, I think that's because anybody can beat anybody in our league. Anybody. All the games are worth the same. It doesn't matter whether you're playing the first place team or the last place team. You don't get any more credit for beating the first place team and losing to the, you know, it doesn't matter. They're all worth the same. So it's like, it takes a mature group to stay the course and stay focused, man. It is hard. And I have to be the leader of our group, because we're off to one of the best starts in Miami's history. Since back, probably since 2000, you know, probably in the late 90s, early 2000s. And you know, it's taken one day at a time, man. That's the only way I know it. I got to help lead these guys to kind of figure out how to continue to embrace that process and not become complacent. That's what you're always, your biggest fear as a leader is, you don't want complacency to ever creep into your team. And how can you keep them on their edge, constantly motivate them, getting their mindsets correct in order to go win a war up at Kent State. Here's our next one, right? How do we get our guys ready for that? Because it's going to be – Coach Cindy is a tremendous coach, man. They've been at the very top of the MAC for the last, man, decade. He's done a great job, and I know he's going to have those boys ready to roll on Saturday afternoon.
100%. I'll tell you this, Travis, before you go, man, like with the Hawks, we practice for like 1:15 when we do practice. So quick film session. Yep. 1:15, and guys get an extra shot if they want to, but it's 75 minutes of going hard, then we're done. And then on sometime at home games, on back-to-backs, we'll have a walkthrough at the arena about 3 hours before the game starts. So to give as much rest as possible. So like we have a good system here that I like it, and then the guy that keeps the guys fresh and not too burnt out. As we don't want to burn guys out, throw them to the ground, of course.
Hey, it's a long season, man.
82 games, man.
82 games. I think our season's long. Oh, sheesh. 82 games is incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible. But you got to be able to stay the course, be mature, take care of your bodies, and then you got to stay fresh mentally. And you can't ever get tired of that process.
And man, look, I love it, man. You know what's so good about my piece of the puzzle is that I've been around your team so much, I kind of do my prep in my head. It's insert player, insert team.
Yeah.
I kind of know where each team is. So I go on the radio, it's like, I kind of already know this, and I have to my biggest thing is don't get too technical with the audience, because I know basketball. I played basketball. My dad coached. So I have to not get in the weeds of things.
Yeah.
Keep it simple there.
Yeah, you know what? You got to know who your audience is. To your point, man, that's a great, great, great point. Because you've been around it your whole life, right? Like, and it's what you do. How can you make it so other people can understand what you're saying? That's a great, you know what? That's a great lesson. I'm taking from this conversation right here. Know the audience. Know your audience. I love that.
Yeah, man, because I'm tempted to go deep in the weeds about hard hedging, icing the picture. You know, I said that they put two on the ball, which left this guy open for the three. So I have to try to do it that way and not go into what I really know.
Yeah. It's probably smart. Honestly, it's a great point. That's a great life lesson.
Yeah, man. You know, I've learned it over the years, man. Because I'll get feedback like, "Hey, he's talking over our head."
Yeah,
that's why I had to kind of bring it down more simplified. Because in my mind, I'm thinking like how I've thought my whole life about basketball.
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it.
So, man, if I have a look, Travis, man, good to catch up with you again, brother. I hope to see you this summer again, Lake Point, and I hope to we're talking again in March, man, when you go to the big
game. Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on, man. Love your show. Love what you do for the game of basketball.
Same here, brother. Always love our chats, brother. It's always fun talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.